This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Donnell Rehagen is joining us. He is the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board. And Donnell, it's a big announcement made by NBB about a name change that's going to take place.
About 2 weeks ago, we made the announcement to all of our members that we are in the process of changing our name. And that new name will be the Clean Fuels Alliance America.
Why did you feel like you needed to rebrand MBB to the Clean Fuels Alliance America?
Our board's been talking about this since in 2020. We launched a brand new vision for our industry. And in that vision, we were specific about trying to raise volumes from a 3 billion gallon industry to a 6 billion gallon industry. And we said we would do that by using biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. All three of those products would make up 6 billion gallons. And so since then, the board's been talking about a name change that might better reflect that the broadness of all of those fuels.
And people might forget, though, this isn't the first time that the organization has rebranded itself, too.
Back in 1994, after we were only 2 years as an organization, that board at that time decided to change its name from the National Soy Diesel Development Board to the National Biodiesel Board, and we've been that ever since. And they did that at that time for the same reason we're doing this now, was just a broadening at that time of feedstocks that might go into biodiesel production versus just maybe soybean oil.
So, Donnell, what work is going to be done in getting that information out and working on the rebranding effort to Clean Fuels Alliance America?
When our board made the decision and took the vote back in August and affirmative to change the name, I congratulated them. I said, great, we've completed step one of about 10. And so, of course, we're going to be bringing on a branding firm who will help us through some of the things like logo development and colors and templates and all of those kinds of things. There's also a legal element of changing a lot of paperwork and documents that have established the National Biodiesel Board over the years.
It sounds like it's excited, not only your board, but hopefully, obviously, across the industry, too.
I think so, and we certainly hope so. It's a wonderful time for our industry. Lots of demand for our products. We can see this demand going forward. Our vision for 6 billion gallons is certainly on target, and we want to take advantage of this opportunity to grow this entire industry and return some value to the soybean farmers that founded this industry so many years ago.
Donnell, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
That is Donnell Rehagen, the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.